The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 489.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/freetraining or text 44222 with the word myth-busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/freetraining, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth-busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/freetraining today and find out why.
Hello, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I have such a fun topic for you today. What if you are a Crown Royal drinker, or a tequila drinker, or a smoker, or a pot smoker, right? What about stepping into your celebrity, becoming famous, becoming better known, becoming influential in your niche, and you've got these things that you think people might not like or they might judge? Well, I'll tell you what happened to me the other day. And I'm not proud to admit this, but this is really what happened. It's the true story, as true can be. So I was out watching a band, one of my favorite bands here locally, Orange Sunshine. And I was having a beer, nice gluten-laden beer. And I was standing in the back of the crowd just watching the band hanging out. And somebody was smoking a cigarette. So I thought, you know what? I think I'd like a hit off of that. Let me have that cigarette. I'm a former smoker, so like I remember like what it was like to have a cigarette. And I thought, I'm just going to give that a try. So I stood back there, had a few drags off of this cigarette, and my man kind of looked at me, and, you know, he was a little shocked, but he leaned over, and he's like, and he was kind of kidding, but he was kind of not kidding, and said, like, you can't do that. You're Dana Wild. And I know, and that this is going to, there's no way I can say this without being weird, but I know what he's referring to is that we go out sometimes, and I get recognize, you know, people come up and say, oh, I know who you are and, you know, love the show or something like this. And so in his mind, I'm sure he's thinking like, oh my gosh, is this off brand? You know, like, do you want to be smoking a cigarette? So having said that and come clean and confess to you all that I had myself a cigarette, it got me thinking about what we expect of people, what we expect of people who are influential or who are experts, who are leading the way in any kind of personal transformation space. And it's funny, the cultural pressure to conform and be a certain way. We have this certain expectation of, let's say, people who are spiritual gurus. We have a certain expectation of people who are money experts. We have a certain expectation of people who are fitness experts. And we put it on them that they have to be a certain way. And I'm not feeling that way. Like, I know I'm not a smoker. I'm not going to be a smoker. It was a fun little one-off thing. But if I was, I would be as fully myself as I could. And I think that this is the shift that's happening in our culture right now. The shift that's happening in our culture is that I don't think people want to be put into a box anymore. I don't think people want to be told that they have to be a certain way in order to be an expert on something. And I also don't think that the people who are stepping into their celebrity want to have to conform in that way. I think it's been a problem in the past where we felt like we had to be an exact certain way, so perfect, and we had to change ourselves, and we had to do this next thing and this next thing and this next thing in order to be so wonderful and perfect to put ourselves out in a bigger and bigger way. And you know what? That feeling of needing to change yourself, that feeling of needing to fix something, that feeling of not being able to be 100% yourself, that is fear-based. And I'll tell you what else. It's judgment-based. It's the judgment that other people are going to judge you. Because I admit, like, I wasn't going to come on this show and tell everybody, hey, guess what? I not only had this beer, but I had this cigarette, and, you know that I've got people out there on my list who would just cringe at that idea. But I don't want to see them in that way. And I don't want them to see me in that way. In order for me to think people care what I'm doing, I have to think people are judgmental. And I don't want to be that person. And that's been the stopper, I think, for a lot of people stepping into their celebrity. They're thinking they're going to get judged when the reality is they're the ones doing the judging if they're thinking they're going to get judged. There, is that sufficiently complicated? Right? So what do we do? You know, what do we do about this? I mean, obviously what I'm trying to teach people with Train Your Brain for Influence and with the Celebrity Formula and with the other programs that I have is how to be fully you. Be comfortable being yourself. Be comfortable stepping into your celebrity. Be comfortable knowing who you are and what you stand for and being that and being free not only from the judgment of others, but from your own judgment. Your own judgment and your own expectations for yourself. I think that this is the path to success. The path to success is loving yourself. The path to success is trusting in others. The path to success is being free from your own judgment, others' people's judgments, your own negative thoughts, your own criticism, and all of that stuff. So let's start. Let's start right now. Let's assume the best in the world around us. Let's assume that however we are, we're going to be accepted and we're going to attract the right people. Let's start those little talks that say, like, I'm free to be me. I'm free to be who I am. I'm free to step into my celebrity. I'm free to be exactly as I am and get bigger and bigger and bigger. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing to change. I'm naturally going to evolve and grow. I'm naturally going to be attracted to different kinds of things. But it's okay to be fully 100% who I am. It is okay to be wildly successful and be a tequila drinker. It is okay to be wildly successful and be a pot smoker. It is okay to be whoever you are in the world. That is the ticket. And if you do it a lot, make it part of your brand. Look at Snoop Dogg. There's no reason why it can't be part of your brand, right? So that's really what I'm saying is let's give each other a break. Let's assume the best from other people and let's do our best to be nice to ourselves too. Be nice to ourselves and know that you're fine just like you are. You're 100% perfect. You can build a business exactly as you are and you can get paid to be you. Exactly as you are. You have everything you need to be successful right now. And so start that mantra. Let's do it. I'm free to be me. I'm free to be me. I'm ready to step up. I'm stepping into my celebrity. It's okay to be who I am and step into my celebrity. Everything is going great for me. People like me as I am. I like people as they are. I love that feeling that I get when I'm free. I love that feeling I get when I see the best in others too. And the best part is you can start that right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
It's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Very good, yes.
Don't be afraid to make the change. The world will go on.
If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right.
Practice mindful walking.
Stay outside of your comfort zone, because that's where the magic happens. how many people we know who get to the top of the ladder and, as Stephen Covey beautifully said, find that it's leaning against the wrong wall.
Pause and give this moment my full love and attention.
Feedback does not ever tell you anything about yourself. It tells you about the person or the people giving the feedback.
Am I being driven by my greed? Am I being driven by my pride or my ego?